This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are on Afternoon Joy with Brian on your Thursday afternoon, 29 minutes to 3 o'clock. Now, I have a couple of boys on the phone, very special guests of mine. They're from Sydney. They hail from Sydney. And they have just released their brand new single, Setting Out. A big Joy welcome to Garrett and Chris from Citizen of the World. Welcome to Joy 94.9, boys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
How's things going over there?
Pretty good. It's stopped raining for 30 minutes now, so great.
I've heard all about the rain in Sydney. It's not very nice at all.
But, not very summery.
Now, boys, you have been busy this last year doing a lot of work with your new EP and also a new single. But for our Joy 94.9 listeners, obviously I've got Jared and Chris. Ross and Matt can't join us. Ross is the bass vocals and Matt's on drums. But Garrett, you're the guy behind the vocals and the guitar. And Chris, you're the keyboard, trumpet, vocals specialist as well. You're known as a foot-stomping rock group, starting out in Switzerland back in 2012, I think it was, wasn't it, boys? And you relocated to Sydney. How did that all come together?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Switzerland is pretty boring when you compare it to Australia, so I think I need to say more. No, I'm doing a PhD here at the moment, so, yeah.
Jared, I believe you were jamming with your old friends and, you know, writing songs that are inspired by your life events. How did you come up with that and the lyrics behind some of your new material?
Oh, they're all, it's always the same thing when something really hits you hard, or if you're really happy about something, you need to put that into something, and it's a better way than writing it down, and I think it's writing a song and sing your heart out, really. I think that's kind of how they all work. They all have a backstory. Setting out, for example, is basically, you know, it's like having a new beginning and the feeling you get when you go on a big trip or when you just start something fresh and new that you haven't done before. So it's a great feeling it usually gets, so that's where the song's coming from.
Tell us a little bit about the group, Chris, because there's a couple of group members that you re-established yourselves with some new band members coming on board. Tell us a little bit about those changes.
Yeah, that's right. So Garrett started with some friends in Switzerland, and when he came out to Sydney, he reformed the band, and I think it was just an advert on Gumtree.
Yeah.
I could find some of them. And then Friends of Friends, that's how I joined it, through a friend of friends. But then, yeah, there was a bit of a turmoil there when we had people travelling all over the place. We had some people take off to London and some to Melbourne, and they came back again. But now we've regrouped again, and that's what we've been able to bring you this great single.
Now, you have got a bit of a unique sound. We'll just ruffle off here. Saxophone, a bit of acoustic guitar, keyboard, drums, and a bit of bass. Is this where you guys are a little bit more comfortable when you're making your best music?
Well, we always try new things, but I've been a trained saxophone player for 10 years before I started picking up the guitar. So I always wanted to have the saxophone in the songs. And so we're coming up with a few new songs that are going to be pretty saxophone heavy as well. So
We do like to experiment a bit as well. We like to try new sounds and try new things.
Yeah. And back in 2012... obviously, since your formation, you've played some various venues and some outdoor events and some gigs as well, and some competitions around Sydney. The big thing for me is you toured India, Delhi, Mumbai, and also...
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, actually.
How was that?
Yeah, that was pretty mad. We all got sick and went to play some pretty hectic shows, having not eaten for 2 days and just basically having a banana before the gig to try to keep it all together. It was fantastic. No, it was really great. India was very special. It came about because the drummer lived in New Delhi for a while, and he knew a fair few people, and we just kind of took it from there. So we'd go and visit him, and then it turned into a tour.
Great stuff.
And we all got sick.
What's the crowd reaction like, though, when you are playing to crowds in India? What's it like for you?
It really depends, to be honest. Like, it depends on the venue very much. They have a lot of really great music that people don't really know about. They have a pretty thriving pop rock scene. We played at a venue that was basically half Indian, half foreigners, for example, where Mumford & Sons played a few years earlier. And so that was kind of right up our alley. So the crowd was there for us. They kind of knew what to expect and kind of liked it. Then we played in other places where people were just kind of looking at us and like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What is this stuff? So yeah, mixed results, really, depending on the city.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Mumford & Sons, guys, because I have actually interviewed Kim Churchill and Boy & Bear as well. But you have been compared to the like and sounds of Mumford & Sons. What do you think about that?
Well, it's one of our main influences, I think. I think there's no denying it. There's a lot of foot stomping going on. We absolutely love the harmonies. We really try to work hard on building beautiful harmonies when we write the songs. And there's always a desire of mine to be able to perform those songs acoustically if we ever have to, you know, at a party. Just like bring out the guitar and then just start singing. And if we can keep doing that, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
It means we succeeded in writing good songs. Kim Churchill, though, big shout out. I love this guy. He's absolutely amazing, I think.
They're a great bunch of guys as well, the Mumford & Sons guys. Now, also, I read somewhere, Garrett, that you mentioned that music is an escape where you can reflect on happy or emotional times and the people you care about. Music does take you back, I have to say, to a time or a place, and has a way of going back into a time in some regards. Where do you find your inspiration to find, you know, all your lyric and songwriting?
Hard one. Well, like relationships, I think, is probably one of the most, the biggest inspirations as any like many of the good songs. I think Dave Matthews Band wrote something along the lines of "Someone's broken heart becomes your favorite song," and I think there's a lot of truth in that statement. I think so. It's always something like that. Like whatever hits you the hardest, like it can be leaving your country, leaving your family for a while. It can definitely relationships, love, but also like I take a lot of energy from being in Sydney in a big city, because I've come from a rather small town, and I just find the energy that we have here in those major cities really uplifting and kind of energizing.
Yeah. How have you adapted moving from the Swiss Alps to the big lights of Sydney?
Oh, I mean, living at the beach is hard at first, you know. All that sun exposure that we don't usually get. But you get used to it.
You do.
No, it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. No, it's really good.
Yeah. Well, look, you have been busy because you've got a brand new EP out, and the new single, Setting Out, pretty much fits perfectly into your signature epic folk sound. Tell us a little bit of the story behind your latest track there.
Setting Out's a bit of an experiment, I think. We tried to experiment with some new drum sounds and really epic kind of deep harmonies that kind of carry the whole song. And so Setting Out is definitely one of those. It sounds like moving somewhere, but that was actually a relationship song. So when you have to move on from one thing to another, and it usually drags it down for quite a while. But once you finally get over the hump, I think we've all experienced what it feels like when you kind of feel free and ready to tackle the world again. And just try it all again. So that's kind of where it comes from. So it's setting out to new adventures, whatever they may be, really.
Yeah, now the song does tackle those strong feelings, you know, associated with new beginnings and new projects and new perspectives. Is this a bit of a sign or a bit of a kickstarter of what's to come from Citizen of the World?
Oh, 2016 doesn't know what hit it.
Taking the world by storm.
That's right. No, we've recorded. So, as you said, we're recording an EP right now that we hope to release in the next two months, maybe something like that. And then we'd really like to take Australia by storm and see if we can tour around a little bit. Come to Melbourne, obviously.
That'll be nice.
And yeah.
We've got a lot of really talented people busking on our Bourke Street Mall down here in Melbourne. We've got some really good talent that we have busking, but also some great people playing some big venues. So we would absolutely love to have you. And if you do, you'd have to definitely come into the Joy Studios. Now, I want to ask you, you mixed the track in your living room, Garrett.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, is your living room your home studio? What's going on there?
It definitely is, and I feel sorry for my neighbours, so maybe I should apologise here for all that yelling that they have to endure, you know, when you record the same line over and over again. It's that high note you really want to hit perfectly, and that's all they hear is this one note repeated over and over again. So I feel sorry for them.
I was just going to say, your poor neighbours, I hope they can tolerate that noise level.
We've just been jamming here at Chris's place earlier as well, so maybe we should bring in some cookies later.
Nobody's knocked on the door yet, so I think we're
good. Great stuff, because that video for Setting Out was shot at the famous Junkyard in Londonderry, and absolute stuff everywhere. I did have another look at that video again last night, and it was like Trash and Treasure weekend markets. How did you cope filming around all that junk? It is an amazing video. Very well done, and congratulations. How did you go with filming?
It's a fun place to be, because people use it for props. They find it, you know, to furnish things and find that kind of key piece for their apartment. It's got these, all this old, it's just junk, but it's no, like you say, it's another man's treasure. You've got old gas pumps and traffic lights and street signs and it's all sorts of things. And you go there when you first walk in, you just spend your time wandering around and just enjoying the sights. And then I think, how did you guys come across it? I think we came across it just on a...
Ross knows the people there, and I think we just bought we wanted to buy a cheap kick pedal, actually, because our kick pedal broke, and he was like, oh, we can just go to the junkyard next door. We're like, all right.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, we were still like, oh, my God, look at this. This is amazing.
I did catch you riding one of those gaming machines and taking a ride on those little bikes and those scooters. Did you take one of them home with you?
We probably should have, I guess. We just really used them.
Oh, fantastic. Now, look, obviously, we would love to catch you down here in Melbourne, or, you know, whether it's a tour or busking on the streets of Melbourne. Obviously, we're going to expect a big 2016 from you. And, you know, you're working on a couple of new songs and shooting new videos. You've done the local junkyard, boys. Let's get you to, you know, a five-star hotel for the next one. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's
the right direction to head in. That's right, yeah.
Well, we are going to play the brand
Shangri-La Hotel later.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, we are going to play the brand new single Setting Out from you guys. Now, for our Joy 94.9 listeners who want to catch up with these guys, you can. The website is citizenoftheworldmusic.com and on facebook.com/citizenoftheworldmusic. And you can also catch them on Twitter at CitizenOTW, which stands for Of The World. Now, also on Instagram, you guys are on there too, aren't you? Citizen of the World Music, with all your Instagram photos. The new single, Sitting Out, is out now, and you can catch it on Spotify, iTunes, and all those digital platforms. Boys, thank you so much for being my special guest here today on Joy 94.9.
Well, thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Now, it is tradition. We have to get you to introduce your new single to our Joy 94.9 listeners. Give it a little bit of an introduction and let the Joy listeners know what this new single's called.
All right. This is happening, guys. So I'm Garrett.
And I'm Chris.
And we're Citizen of the World. This is our new single Setting Out on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Setting out to new shores. Setting out to the rain, wash my hands. Setting out to the sun, melts the sun. I'm setting out to define.
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.